Meseches Pei Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis. Mishnah says, "Hamenameres Sodehu." If a person harvests his field and makes it minumer means spotted. That means he actually picks his fruits and peris. He picks them in a staggered fashion, in patches. V'shiyar klochim lachim, and he leaves growing stalks that are moist. Rabbi Akiva Oimer Noisin Peya Mikol Echod VeEchod. Rabbi Akiva holds that since now there are broken up patches that are left, so he has to give Peya when he goes and repicks these klochim that are lachim. Each one is considered a separate field, and he has to give Peya from each one. The Chachamim Oimrim MeEchod Al Hakol. The Chachamim hold that this picking does not, the fact that it was picked minumer does not make it into different fields, but rather it's me'echor al hakol, he takes one peya for all of them. Umoidim chachamim l'Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva, the chachamim amoida to Rabbi Akiva, b'zareya sheves oichardel b'shloisha mekoymois shehu noisein peya mikol echor ve'echor. If he plants dill or mustard in three different places, then he gives peya mikol echod ve'echod. And this halacha, one has to understand the following. Although, in the case of patches, the chachamim hold you give one peya. Why? Because when you menamere sadeyu, everybody knows that you plant your field as one, and you're just staggering it because you want to pick certain ones and leave other ones to grow further. So nobody thinks, when you're coming back and picking them again later, that they were planted separately and they're separate harvests. However, in the case of sheves and chardol, in dill and mustard, it is not commonplace to plant them all at the same time. So they were never even if they were planted all at one time. But since it's b'shloisha mekoymos, and when he comes to harvest it, it's going to look like three separate areas. Therefore, over there, the chachamim say that even though it was once one field, but no, anybody looking will it will appear that they were planted separately and harvested separately, and therefore, one has to be noisein peya mikol echod ve'echod. Mishnah Gimel, Hamachlik Bitsolim Lachim Lashuk Umekayim Yeveshim Lagoyren. If a person goes and picks onions, he takes out the moist onions, lachim, and he's going to sell them at the shuk. Umekayim Yeveshim Lagoyren, and he stores Yeveshim, the dry ones, under the ground. He stores them, and the dry ones, the Yeveshim. So he has a duality of purpose. So one set of Bitsalim are going Lashuk. The other ones, he's being Mekayim Lagoyrin. Noisein Peya La'elu La'atzman U'la'elu La'atzman. Each one has its own Chiv. So each one, you have to give Peya for each one. Because they're like two Minim of Chitim. And two Minim of Chitim, we learned before, if you harvest them as one, it's one. If you harvest them separately, they're separate. So over here, it's like you harvested two Minim of Chitim separately. Yeveshim and Lachim. V'chein ba'afunim, and the same thing is true about beans. V'chein b'kerem, and the same thing with a vineyard. Ha-meidel. Meidel means somebody thins out the produce. What he does is, if it's too congested, if there are too many peiros all in one area, so let's say the case that the Mishnah in Shviya says, Ezehu meidel, noitel achas umeniach shnayim. You take one onion and you leave two. So when you're picking out those onions are not chayev and peya. Why are they not chayev and peya? Because the picking, the harvesting, the ketsira is really to benefit those bitzelim that are left in the field. So hamedel noisen min hameshoyer al mashashir. All his chayev and peya is on what was left over. And from min hameshoyer al ma sheshir, he has to take from that which is left over on what was left over. The hamachlik me achas yad, and if someone went and someone was machlik me achas yad, this lashon of machlik me achas yad is a little bit of a difficult lashon. What it means is that when he picked these peiros, these onions, either he picked all Yevashim, and they're all or Yevashim and Lachim, but they were all Lashuk, or he picked Yevashim and left Lachim, or picked Lachim and left Yevashim, but they were all for Goyrin. So it's not like the first case of the Mishnah, where the first case of the Mishnah was the Yevashim were Lagoyrin, and the moist ones, Lachim, were taken Lashuk, and therefore it was like Shnei Minei Chitim that were separately. But rather, let's say you have the Lachim and Yevashim, but they're both Lashuk, or Lachim and Yevashim, and they're both Lagoyrin, then the din is Noisim min HaMishoyer al HaKoil. Then it's all considered one produce, all considered one Kitzira, and he gives whatever is left over al HaKoil, whatever he leaves, the dry ones that he leaves in the ground. That since all of them are going to Goyrin, that would pater even the Lachim that were picked earlier.